evening. Good to see all of you back. I trust you had a good afternoon in the Lord. We will be in the book of Genesis. Don't forget, men, tonight is the last opportunity to sign up for the men's advance. I have to call tomorrow and give them a count of how many will be coming. So if you are on the bubble, please fall on the bubble or off the bubble tonight. To be left up there till after service. That will be a big help if you were able to go. I think you'll enjoy it if you have not gone in the past. It is a good time of fellowship, and we do enjoy ourselves while we're there. So please sign up if you're able to go so we can get that going. Then if you have a junior that is interested in going to Venture of Faith, please let me know after church, because we have had very little interest in it, and we may have to go a different route. I hope not, but if we do, we'll figure something out. So if you have a junior camper that is possibly interested in going to Venture of Faith Camp this summer in July, please let me know after church tonight. That'd be a big help if you would do that. And then Brother Chase is headed back to Honduras here for a little bit. I think 25th, Brother Chase?
Yes.
Yeah, y'all pray for Brother Chase. He'll be traveling down for a little bit. He is in the process of getting his eyes worked on as well. Have to do some glaucoma, cataract?
Yes.
Remove some cataracts. His appointment for the first one is the 22nd of May, so be in prayer for that. So he'll go down and be right back for that. Brother Hector from down at in Honduras wrote me an email a little while back, and I've been praying about it. He says as the kids graduate from the program, the sponsorship program, they get into college, the many of the supports drop off and fall. And they're not able to maintain what they were doing. They're trying to evangelize another small village and possibly plant a church there. And I was wondering, the church, maybe we could help the feeding kitchen for a little bit, maybe with an offering or something. Said Brother Chase is going, he could take it for us down there and hand carry it some sort to help replace some of the support they've lost because of the sponsorship that has dropped off a little bit. I just don't know what y'all think. Is something? Yes, Brother Mike? It's a good idea. Church, out of our missions offering, could we give Brother our missions count? Could we give Brother Chase $500? Take down there to help detour some of the hardships they're facing with the sponsorship. Yes, Brother Bill.
I'll make a motion for that, but if it's possible, we could do more. I'd make a motion for that too.
I think 500 right now would be enough. Brother Chase gets back, he can give me a more clear picture of what things is. He's going down. I trust his opinion. And we'll see. If we have to do more, we can do more. Yes, Brother Hector?
Second.
Church, if it's all right, we have a motion to send 500 from our missions account with Brother Chase. Brother Chase, you don't mind, do you, being a mule?
Don't mind.
All right. You can help us take that down there for us. We have a motion, we have a second by Brother Hector. Is there any questions concerning that? All right, can we go ahead and do that, church? Everybody want to do it? Yes. Somebody not want to do it? Say no. All right. Thank you, church. It's been on my heart a little while. I've been praying about it, what to do, and I think this will give us a good answer, help us along the way. Genesis chapter number 1. We'll get started in the Word of God. Good to see you tonight. Hope that you have had a wonderful day in the Lord. It's cooled it off for us a little bit here in South Florida, in Central Florida. Made it a little chilly, to be quite honest. Cold, somebody said. Cold. Genesis chapter 1, we're going to read the whole chapter tonight, so you have to bear with me. Follow along with me, and then we're going to go back and we're going to look at this in a little bit of detail tonight, and hopefully have you out here in a good, good time frame. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning was the first day. Verse 6. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it be divided. Let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters from under the firmament, from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day, verse 9. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and herb yielding seed, and the fruit, a tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and the herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in the in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day, verse 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons, for days and for years and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and the rule over the day and over the night, divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and morning were the fourth day. Verse 20. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that have life, and the fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales, every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply in the field, the waters, the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning or the fifth day, verse 24. And God said, let the earth bring forth a living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast and of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, so to you it shall be for meat. And to the beasts of the earth, and to every fowl in the air, and everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. God, according to verse number one, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The Bible declares God is creator. If you would, look over in Isaiah chapter number 45. Isaiah chapter number 45 and verse 18. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 18. The Bible declares here, it says, "For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he hath established it, he created it not in vain, he formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else." Look over in Psalms chapter 33. Psalms chapter number 33. And verse number 6. Psalms chapter 33 and verse number 6, 7, 8, and 9. Psalms 33. Verse 6, "By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast." Look over in John chapter number 1. Gospel of John chapter number 1. Verses 1, 2, and 3, John chapter number 1, verses 1, 2, and 3. "In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God." Verse 3, "All things were made by him, without him was not anything made that was made." So verse number 1 in Genesis chapter number 1 declares that God is the creator. And then in three other places we look throughout the Word, it says God is creator. All things are made by him. As we look at this, so we have good evidence, evidence before us that God is creator. We don't have to guess at this. God himself declared it. He wrote it down and he settled it. We just have to simply believe it, and that comes by faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. But with any other theory they come up with, dear friend, you're going to have to take it by faith as well. For instance, this one theory that they came up last week, I mentioned it, it's called the gap theory. Scientists have claimed that the Bible is scientifically inaccurate because of this supposed great age that fell between Genesis chapter 1:1 and Genesis chapter 1 and verse number 2. It says somewhere in there, there was this great age and there was this big, big gap of time. Well, if you're going to believe that, it takes faith. Faith without evidence. Faith with this, well, this is just what we think happened. This is theologians saying, well, right here in the middle of chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, and just something happened at the end of that period, and it was a long, long time. Now, those that accept this theory say that a prehistoric race took of people and animals existed, and then it was destroyed in judgment, which left the earth without animals. It left the earth without form and void. And that's what it says. See there? And the earth was without form and void. They take that and they try to tie it together. And they twist it together. And they do that. But it biblically contradicts Scripture. It really contradicts Scripture altogether. Because the earth was created in 6 literal days. Look with me in Exodus chapter number 20. Exodus chapter number 20. Exodus chapter 20 and verse number 11. "For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is. and rested the seventh day. Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath and hallowed it. Well, I guess God forgot to tell us about this here gap thing. I mean, it's all God's Word, correct? In Genesis and Revelation over here in Exodus chapter 20, many years past what had happened, this gap thing that they come up with, God says, come back and says, 6 days. 6 literal days. Well, and here's another thing that contradicts Scripture. Look with me over to Romans chapter number 5. Romans chapter number 5, verse number 12. Romans chapter 5, verse number 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. So death can only come by sin. Sin entered the world by Adam. There could be no death until when? Well, where's Adam up there in that gap? They done forgot to tell us about Adam, but, you know, he just kind of back to the future something other thing here going on. I don't know what he did. Jumped on a saber-toothed tiger and took off back up into the historical, prehistoric time. I don't know. It's not there. But by faith, you have to believe this, or you can believe by faith that God created the earth, the heavens, the earth, just like He said He did. Now, here's something else that is a pre-Adam race would not have a Savior. For one man's sin entered the world. So what happened? Because God said in Genesis 3:15, He pointed to a Redeemer and said, would come. So all those folks that lived upon this earth, supposedly, in this gap time, would have no Savior. Would have no heaven, would have no hell. I guess they just went off to oblivion. I mean, just boom, was gone. I'm guessing, because that's what they're doing. They're guessing when they go with this gap theory that we have here before us. Isaiah chapter 45, if you would. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 18. Isaiah 45 and verse number 18. We read this verse a while ago, but I want to read it again. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God Himself that formed the earth and made it, He hath established it, He created it, not in vain, He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. It actually deals with God's purpose for the earth. And, when they jump to this text, those people that take the gap there, they jump to this text and say, see? And they try to grab it and they try to pull it out. But this text deals with the purpose of the earth. It doesn't deal with some gap that's missing back yonder somewhere. It has a purpose. So we have to take Scripture and we have to keep it in context and we have to keep it where it's going. So by faith, you're going to take creation, 6 days, God created, like the Bible teaches, or you're going to take a gap theory. And if a gap theory wasn't enough, they come up with another theory. It's called the day-age theory. Now this theory holds that each day was really, really a longer period than what God said a day was. Evening and the morning was the first day. That's the solar day. Evening, morning, solar day. That's how God labeled it. That's how He put it. But here's a question that you can ask them. In Exodus 20, verse 11, we already read, it says, in 6 days, God created, and the seventh day, God rested over there. So God backed it up there. But what do you do about this man called Adam? If all of these days, so each 6 days, they say, okay, we'll give you the 6 days, but really, 1,000 years is a day, and a day and 1,000 years with the Lord. So really, these are long, 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 long days. Well, Adam was created on day six. And if this was really, really long days, why did Adam die, according to Scripture, at the age of 930 years old? Then all of a sudden, after the seventh day, we shrunk down to 24 hours? Like, okay, 7 days is up, so this eons of time, it's now normal everyday 24-hour periods. Or, Adam was really 930 billion years old. Can't have it both ways, can you? God tells us in the book of Genesis how old Adam was when he died, Genesis chapter 5. So you can't have this gap where you just make up something. You can't just all of a sudden have 6 days. I mean, like, God must have rested for a really, really, really long, long time on day seven. Oh no, that's a different type of day. You can't have it. You can't just keep doing this both ways like this. You got to either have it or you don't have it. Then, the days of creation, as we look at Scripture, so you take this by faith, gap theory by faith, evolution by faith, you take Big Bang by faith, you take day-age theory by faith, or you take literal creation by faith. The evidence I have, I'll stick with God in the Bible, and I'll just take God's word on it, that it was 6 literal days. There was no long time of destruction and fight and judgment with this gap theory thought, because Genesis chapter 31, verse 31 says, chapter 1, verse 31, and God saw everything that He had made, oh, except that stuff back there. And God didn't say that, did He? God saw everything He made, behold, it was very good, and the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So you're going to have to take this by faith. But God's been faithful. His Word is faithful. And the line of creation and the things that happened and took place are with design. They're not by accident. They're not by chance. They're not by struggle, as they might want to say they are. But the Bible is very plain and very accurate when it does that. And day one, in verses 2 through 5, you have the creation of life. You have night and day that was established. Isn't it a funny thing here that night and day, light existed before sun? This throws them for a loop. It really gets them. They can't get it. Contrary to this evolutionary theory that's out there, the Bible says, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw that the light was good. Verse 4, and God divided the light from the dark, from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness He called night, and the evening and morning were the first day. There's no sun there. God doesn't have to go by our way, because this is God's way. We have to quit trying to line this up in our mind and say, because it has been said like this and like this and like this, it can't be like this. Well, God was there. God said it was like this because He is the light of the world. He is the light of the world. Now, day 2, verses 6 through 8, you have the creation of the firmament, the creation of the heavenly bodies as we see it, broke forth of the earth and there. And in verse, what did I tell y'all, verses 6 through 8? And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. So it broke forth the earth, the flood. It was there. It was here. And God made it the heavens and the earth and the water. There in verse day 3, you have the creation of sea and dry land, verses 9 through 13. You have sea, you have the waters on the earth as they become, seemingly, as we read this, it says seas, but as I read it, it kind of looks like to me, let's just read it here together and let's see what takes place. Verse 9, And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place. So the waters were gathered into one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called it the seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass and the herb yielding and all that as you get there. And then the evening and morning, first day. It seems as though to me that the waters were just like put here and it was put here. I'm not absolutely positive. But when you go to Genesis chapter 10, you'll notice something here that takes place in Genesis chapter 10 in the day of Peleg, verse number 25. Genesis chapter 10 and verse number 25. The Bible says there, and unto Eber there were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg, for in his days was the earth divided, and his brother's name was Jacob. Now we know this is during the time of the Tower of Babel. They were trying to build a big old tower up. They said, we're going to make us a big old tower. We're going to get to heaven. We're going to do it our way. God came down. He confounded the land. The languages, this one speaking this language, this speaking that language, this speaking that language. So there was some sort of division. We know it was a language division, but when you go back and you read back over here, as you look at it in Genesis in the days of creation, in day three, let's read again. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place. And let the dry land appear, and it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called it the seas, and God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is it in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after its kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seeds was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. Is it trying to overthink this possibly? I'm not sure. But they have come up with this here thing that they said they call the drifting of the continents. Have y'all heard that? I'm not a scientist. I don't know. They keep telling me if 10 more people move into Florida, Florida's going to break off and we're going to be a second Cuba. So I don't know. We're getting kind of overcrowded out here. I'm just telling you, it just seems like the water was put in one place and the earth was put there. The dry land came forth and there it was. Was it in the shape of the continents? I don't know. I wasn't there. But there was a division in Genesis chapter 10, verse 25. And we know it was a language division. We do know that. There was a difference put between the languages there. So there's day three. Day four, you have the creation of the heavenly bodies. Now this one here really just it just amazes me. Because I'm not top of the line smart. I got a Happy Meal six pack of nuggets, but they only gave me four. That's kind of like myself. I kind of like that, But this is amazing. This one, we read day four, it really amazes me. Go to day four in Genesis 14, chapter 1, verses 14 through 19. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament. It was like, I know they're going to come up with these theories, and you've got to have the sun, you've got to have it. But all these days, day one, two, and three, no sun. Then all of a sudden, God says, I'm going to play a trick on us. Here it goes. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons, for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. And listen to this next statement. And he made the stars also. Have you looked out there at night? He talks about the great light, the sun, the lesser light, the moon, so they can bring light to the earth. And then he says this, and I made the stars also. It's like it's nothing. There are stars everywhere out there. I know we can't hardly see them here in Orlando because of all the lights and stuff, but if you travel, you get out there, I mean, the stars are vast. And God says, and I made the stars also. Who can declare that? I mean, who can declare that? And they're for a reason. They're for a purpose, as we read here. And God set the firmament in the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. The lights have a purpose. You know, they mark seasons. If you would, go to Job chapter 38. Job chapter number 38. Job 38 and verse number 31. Job 38 and verse number 31. Canst thou bind the sweet influence of Pleiades and loose the bands of Orion? These are two constellations of stars that come about. Does any of y'all interested in stars? Any of y'all at all? You do any, you know, stargazing and looking around? No? I didn't know this until I started getting ready for this. Do you know that one of these groups come around in the springtime? This is when you can see it? Pleiades, right? I didn't know that. Comes around in spring. It forms and gets itself and when it's letting us know spring's on its way. You just got to go out there and find it. Quit listening to Channel 35, Channel 6. Go out there and say, spring's coming. We don't need a gopher to go see a shadow. Spring's on its way when Pleiades shows up. And then Orion comes in the fall. I had no idea. Then you read this. And so it's for signs and it's for seasons. They give light on the earth. Of course, the great light there was also, is like Jesus is the light of the world. He gives light unto all that will come unto him. And then the moon is a reflection. We as God's people need to be reflecting the light of Christ out there around us. And it's just kind of amazing when you look at this and see in this day, and God said, there's the sun. And I'm telling you, the sun, it's amazing. And the moon, I mean, it was a big accomplishment when we sit down and place that shuttle on the moon, and people have been trying to get there, do it again and do it again, because it's a great accomplishment there. And then God says, and I made those stars that we, just amazing. Ladies, just think about that with me just for a moment. You get up, and you're going to get out a bowl of Frosted Flakes, and you get some milk, you get some sugar, and you sit it there, and it's there. And you said, I made this breakfast for you, also this brunch. And there's a slab of bacon. And there's a dozen of eggs. Stack of pancakes, that's 18 inches tall. You know, cathead biscuits with gravy. I made this here for you. And real proud. And I did it in no time at all. And then I made this brunch. That don't even compare. God says, I made the sun, the greater light, the moon. And by the way, guys, in case you don't understand this, I made the stars also. Just amazing when you look at that. Then verses day 5 and 6, you have the creation of life and the the other plant type animals there, the ocean creatures, the birds. Day 5, you have the whales. As we read there, you make the great whales. In his place, he created the existence. As you look at it, creation of earth and earthly animals in verses 24 and 25, it kind of has some order to it, doesn't it? Look at verse 24 and 25. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle, creepy things, beast of the earth, after his kind, and it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And so you kind of have a little bit of order In the creation there, mammals down to insects, as you do it there, and that's kind of how we look at it, don't we? As the order of survivability. What's going to survive better? A big old grizzly bear or a little bitty cockroach? Just kind of little orders, you know, as you get down. But, you know, the only similarities that we have as creations of God with the animals is that God is our creator. We are different. We're not like the animals. I love my animals. I had a leftover a rooster and one hen. The coons from the subdivision across the way, they drove all the coons over there to us. And man, they just got a hold of every one of my chickens and killed them. Chickens were aerating the yard and eating all the fleas and the flies. I mean, they were doing a good job till the coons showed up. Coons killed everything but one rooster and one hen. Oh, about 2 weeks ago, maybe less than that, my wife sent me a picture and said, "You ain't gonna believe it. Your hen has hatched out 10 chicks." Sure did. So I gathered them up, put them in the hen house, and got them. I said, "I'm gonna keep them safe. She's been safe and survived all this time without human intervention." I get her safe in there. I go out there the other day, and guess what? A coon killed my little hen. Oh, but I have 7 little chicks left, and my wife has got them in the garage like they're her 7 babies. She got them in a box. We clean them up. She protect them. What can you do? It's just. I love our animals. We got a goat. She's about to kid right now. Dogs. You know, we have a couple of dogs, and bless their heart. We love them too. That's the only similarity is that God is creator. None else. Because men and women were created in His image. In His likeness. And male and female created He them. This is God's plan. This is God's way. And by faith, we choose to accept it like it is. And we understand that. And listen. Listen to me. God has given us dominion over all the earth. That tree ain't God out there. That little chihuahua you got, though he might think he's God, he ain't God. You have dominion over this earth. And therefore, as good stewards of God, we take good care of God's earth and the things that are on it. Christians should be the greatest conservationists in a godly, biblical way. Because it belongs to God. And all that's there. And we have a closer relationship with our Heavenly Father over the animals. Jesus Christ died for you and I. And all things was made subject to man. Here's another thought that I just come to my mind. With this gap theory. You know, I told you between Genesis chapter 1, verse number 1 and verse number 2, they said there's this gap. What do you do with the fact that the Bible says that Adam named all the living creatures? What did he do? Dig up them fossils and say, "Oh, that's a Gigantosaurus rex." What did he call it? I don't know. But he dig it up and say, "Hey, look here, Eve." No, because there wasn't no fossils yet. There wasn't. And God, with all of God's wisdom, he said, "Adam, go ahead and name all of these things." And God allowed Adam to name the creatures, given, of course, him the wisdom to do so. And so with all this, as we looked at this here in Genesis chapter 1, remember, whatever route you go, You got to have faith. I would rather have the faith of the Son of God who gave himself for me. Because his faith is not going to lead me to believe in something that is contrary to Scripture. His faith is going to guide me to follow Scripture. To worship God, we must worship him in spirit and in truth. And God's going to lead me to believe truth. Now listen, kids, when you go to school and you hear all this stuff, your mind is being entangled with all these theories. Mostly an evolutionary type theory and not a God type creation. Remember, man's ideas, though as smart as they be, because we got some smart folks around us, people, I'm telling you. We got some real smart people in this world. Unfortunately, most of them do not recognize God and him giving them their smartness. They take credit on themselves, and it leads them to boastful measures of pride that drives them almost back to a Tower of Babel type age. Though as smart as they may be, I'm not asking you to be disrespectful. I'm asking you to take God's word over man's word any day. And God says, in 6 days, I created this. In 6 days, I created it. Let's stand on our feet. Head bowed. The pianist is going to come and play just for a moment. And Brother Jim's going to lead us a song of invitation. I know you've got to get to choir. You've got to get back home. Spring break started. Maybe some of you are going to start out traveling. But I think it'd be good that we just stop for a moment. Just pause. If we don't even come to the altar and recognize God as creator.